Question 9. Perhaps the only differences between categories like living cell and species is that grouping organisms into species requires more conscious effort because the ways of classifying the living are virtually inexhaustible. One could classify organisms by shape, color, or taste, by their ability to lay eggs, and so on. Naturalists labeled for centuries to find the best system of organizing life's immense diversity. Eventually, many of them agreed that such a system should reflect an organism's position on the tree of life, its evolutionary history. Such classification not only organizes our knowledge about the living, but tells us whether two organisms belong on the same branch of life's tree. It places apes closer to humans than, say, mice, flies, or bacteria, simply because the common ancestor of human and apes lived more recently than that of humans and mice, flies, or bacteria. Organizing life around this tree, however, poses a challenge. It means reconstructing the history of life itself.